This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Would you rather hear? Or
it's time now.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, Miles. I'll be this weekend with my buddy Miles. Out to California and give him a hug. That's what he needs. We all need hugs. He's good at hugging, and it keeps us all. Hugs are. Oh, by the way, welcome to the DJV Experience. D is Doug. J is Jennifer. V, Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Our job here is to help you understand what today is all about. How is your day? Think about yesterday, Mother's Day, what we can do to make your day better, talk about some of the things going on, what's on TV tonight, all of that sort of thing, what not to waste your money on going to the movies, for example, Snatched. Don't waste your time or your money. Okay? Go from there. Let's see. What else do we do? Well, we're here to, I saw somebody yesterday. Yesterday was a fairly normal day for me. Sundays are farm work days, but the weather was so lousy yesterday afternoon, I just decided I didn't want to work outside anymore and get soaked, so I went to the movies. And I wasn't depressed, but I wanted to just get, I wanted to lighten it. And there was a woman there who I could tell was depressed because, well, I don't know. I didn't ask her, so I will not assume, but I'm going to guess that she was there alone because she had nobody to be with on Mother's Day and she didn't want to be home. I think that happens with a lot of people. You know as well as I do, many mothers and fathers are alone. They're not as fortunate as Jennifer's mother is, as Victoria's mother is, as Kara's mother is, and maybe your mom. I saw lots of great postings. Congratulations to this awesome mom from the daughter or whoever. It just is great to see all of those postings. But there are some people who, at Christmas or other holidays, birthdays, they're alone. So they stay in the house and they eat and they sleep and they watch TV and they just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And so it's for us to sort of take those people. A lot of people who listen to the radio are people who are alone, and they do get depressed. So we want to bring you out of that depression. We wanted you to. Sometimes there are some things going on that are just plain depressing. And then there are other things that might be depressing, depending on how you think about it, only because we pay attention to it. I give you Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, so with all of the Mother's Day tributes, the beef yesterday with the Kardashians, or they are Kardashians, aren't they? She was married to Robert Kardashian before she was married to Bruce Jenner, who's now Caitlyn Jenner, and now they don't speak to each other. So is that depressing? Is it depressing to look at all of this stuff and think these people have nothing better to do with their lives than spend time and effort on social media? I was looking at some post, had 397,000 likes. Huh? You don't have anything more to do with yourself than to like some post of Kris Jenner. Is her real name Christian? What's her real name?
That's a good Christine? Question. I don't know. Maybe
Christine or something? Yeah.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about, right, ladies?
I had heard there was some.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it works because we talk about it.
All right, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Right?
I don't usually talk about it.
It's obviously working for them.
Yeah.
Because even though people hate them, they still talk about them all the time.
I don't hate them. I found that story depressing. Okay, so let's get off of it. I'm just using that as an example of how to get depressed, and then let's get out of being depressed. Here's something that gives you all hope. If you think If you're depressed because our planet is overpopulated, we're ruining it with chemicals, war, all kinds of things, then you'll be happy to know that astronomers have found yet another planet with an atmosphere. Yes, folks, astronomers have discovered a cloudy, watery atmosphere on exoplanet, whatever the number is. Exoplanet, let's give it a number, Victoria. What do you, pick a number. Exoplanet 8437218.
Sounds good. I can't believe they keep finding exoplanets. I didn't know there was such an abundance of them.
There are 3,000 of them that we found.
Wow.
Been discovered. It's 437 light years away. I don't know how they even, I wouldn't think it would still exist. Remember last week or the week before we talked about the, no, it was last month, it was recently anyway, we talked about the Cassini spacecraft taking pictures of things in space that had happened 12 billion years ago, or 12 billion light years ago. It's a number that's crazy because we don't understand it.
And here, so, can I ask a dumb question?
No, it's not a dumb. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Ask
well, this one might be.
Only unasked questions.
Yes, are dumb questions.
Do humans have the ability to travel one or more light years away from where we are now?
Not with technology we have today.
Okay.
No.
I did not. I know, sci-fi, you can do that in movies, but I didn't know if we actually had achieved that yet.
No, we have not.
Okay. Okay.
That's something we...
Thank you for not making me feel dumb.
We have, but we don't have the tech. We have the technology, there is nuclear technology that's being developed that would allow us to travel to Mars. That's sort of on the way. You can't use conventional fuels to do anything except get out to the moon, maybe. And if you look at all of these other things that have been launched, Cassini is another example, but it's been up there for 20 years. It was launched and put into a propelled trajectory to get it to Jupiter, and then they could still control it. But it doesn't need, because there's not enough atmosphere to slow it down or to have it taken into the gravity of the planet yet. So they can still control it with signals from the ground, and that's where the pictures and stuff are coming from. Some of my friends that are in Melbourne listening to WMEL that work on the Space Coast, if I'm wrong, it's 888-302-3684, but I think I'm fairly safe on that. So anyway, this planet, the planet itself is so far, I don't understand how they can see this stuff, but they can. And there are different exoplanets that apparently have the ability to gain atmosphere, or so that's what the scientists say, because they're able to gather hydrogen and helium, which is what the sun is made out of and what our planet, all of the planets that are solid now, came from complex organic gases. And then they get together and over billions and billions of years. Our planet was just gas, just like Neptune and Jupiter are. Neptune, well, they're all more gas than anything else, the further out they are. So can you imagine what it would be like, as Victoria just said, to travel all of those miles or light years or whatever it is? A light year, you want me to do the math again? You always love it when I do this.
Oh boy. I love when you do space math.
Speed travels at the speed of light is 182,000 feet per second, I think. If I remember correctly, it may be more than that, but 182,000 sticks in my mind. I don't know whether that's miles per second. Kara's looking it up right now.
I was taking a nap, actually.
Good for you. I believe that that's the case. But anyway, all these numbers are so prohibitive, you couldn't figure them out anyway. But it just is. So I don't want, and again, this is an attempt not to depress you. It's just sort of exciting that we can do the research and find clues to life and how planets form and all that stuff. Am I the only one who finds them? That stuff, those discussions, fascinating? Maybe I do.
No, I mean,
I talk too much about the space program and how cool it is?
I don't think you talk about it as much lately. No.
Should I talk about it more because it's...
No. I think you talked about it the right amount.
Jen.
Now, as the porridge with Goldilocks, it's just right.
Right.
She literally could not have answered that question any faster. She answered that at the speed of light.
Nope. Okay. Let's get to another discovery, shall we? 16 after the hour, the DJV experience. Your mother told you yesterday you are what you eat. And, as usual, Mom was correctamundo, right? And I bet you if your mother's really clued in, she told you that she drinks Super Beats. Matter of fact, I bet as good daughters, Kara has gotten her mother Super Beats, Victoria has gotten her mother Super Beats, and Jennifer's gotten her mother Super Beats. Because Jennifer and Victoria and Kara know what I know and what you know intrinsically, way down deep, right there in your gut. You know when I talk about Super Beats that it is what I say it is, the circulation superfood. One glass a day. One, that's all you need. It'll give you the cardiovascular power of beets, an amazing vegetable. Beets, grown from non-GMO seeds. They are grown, harvested, cooked, dried, powdered, and put into a canister that they will send to you when you call them at 800-655-4183. You'll have the healthiest blood flow in your neighborhood. If everybody else uses Super Beats, then you'll all be equal. Stamina, healthy blood pressure, good for you, all the way through your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. Do what we're all doing here. We've been doing it for a long time. Get the blood to your microvessels. It's Super Beats. I talked to my friend Chris, who was in the hospital for his bone marrow and chelation and chemotherapy and whatever else he's having done for his lymphoma. And I told him to get on Super Beats because it's good to get the blood everywhere and clean out your system. Super Beats, 800-655-4183. It is A+ in my book. Great for your brain. It's just great for everything. Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Free shipping as well. Mention Doug at 800-655-4183 or buy them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Yeah. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is the Zac Brown Band, song from a new album called Welcome Home. It's the first for the Zac Brown Band since 2015's Jekyll and Hyde. Song's called Roots. Do we like it? Let's crank it up a bit here. Play our hearts out and wish they never end. All right, so who knows the most about Zac Brown?
I love Zac Brown.
Why?
He does a great concert, 3 hours, always really? On stage, really, really good. I like him. This is a little more country, I think, traditionally. He sounds a little more rock and roll. He is a country act, but this sounds a little more traditional. And I'm excited to have new music out from him because it has been a long time.
Every Monday at this time, we spend a few minutes in our music portion. This is a portion of each hour we do music stories about the music that's new, old, stories about the stars, et cetera, et cetera. So this is our focus this week on the new music. Three songs. The first one, Zac Brown. And his band album again is called Welcome Home. And this is the tune called Roots. So I crank it up a little more, Karen. Just for a moment or something. Follow up with a cold beer on a Friday night. Always dream. Cold beer on a Friday night.
I thought it said cold bear. I'm like, really?
I know,
no cold bear, cold beer.
All right, number two in our New Music Monday comes from Harry Styles. Called Two Ghosts from his self-titled debut album, which is on track to debut at number one on the Billboard album chart. It's not you, and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something. Okay, so I'm going to observe. Zac Brown sounds like there's a composite amount of talent.
Lord, boy.
And I don't. I think you guys all love Harry Styles, and that may be because he's good. I just don't hear it here.
I was wondering. You know, Victoria asked me over the weekend what song we should play for this, and I actually told her I was stuck between two because I was trying to think of which one you would crap on less. Apparently,
that's
I picked the wrong one. That
me.
Is actually what I said.
She really did say that. Yes.
Well, that's nice and unpredictable.
Harry's just a little fluffy. It's all right.
But it's really not. This song is a bit more slow. The album is kind of split between harder, like heavier, I don't know, 70s rock songs, and then
how old is
slower
this guy?
Ballads. He's 23.
And he started doing this when?
Well, he started with One Direction in 2010, so it's been quite a few years. But
7 years he's been doing this already? Wow.
Yeah.
He's only 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started super young.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it.
No, I don't. That's why we're going to move on to New Kids on the Block.
Now we're talking.
Jen. One More Night from the new EP Thankful. First new music since 2013. Crank this puppy up. I like it. I like two of the three that we did here. Thank you, Kara and Victoria.
It's funny that you think New Kids on the Block have more talent, but back off.
Way more.
I don't know that I think they have more talent. I just happen to like the way this sounds. I don't know. As
you like
do with
tempo.
Talent.
Yeah.
It's
hard
talent.
To get you to like a ballad, I've realized.
Yes, right. Yeah.
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 This doesn't sound anything like New Kids to me, so it's kind of cool that they're in a different direction.
Yeah.
I'll be able to tell you how it is live when I see them in a month.
Ooh, fine.
Actually, down to like a couple weeks.
Where are they playing?
The Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, they are at the Bowl. Huh. Has it opened up yet, the season of Hollywood Bowl opened up?
I think it's going to be soon, this weekend, next week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be soon. So, do we like this? Oh, those in favor
like
of this?
Yeah.
It's nice. Good. I like pop music. This is a good pop song. Good. Congratulations.
It's no Harry Styles.
To New Kids on the Block and Zach Brown for having two good tunes as we enter into New Music Monday at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudie at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good about today, 34 after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV group. Follow the show on Twitter if you'd like, at DJV Show. A lot of nice pictures and stories and information that's there every day, including today. Jennifer Horn, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Steffen, and Facebook.com/DJV Show. Those of you who can't get enough of all of us together, the daily programs now available at TuneIn Radio. The daily programs stream live, and then the program repeats itself continually until tomorrow. So they have 6 hours and then more 6 hours, so it goes through 4 times. Isn't that great? Wouldn't you all want to stay? I figured out how to do this on my iPhone. I'm all there. It's thrilling to listen to all of you. It's thrilling. Can't use another word. Thrilling.
That's it? That's all you can think of?
Thrilling. Right. All right, so Biff and Biff have the sports news in a moment. First, though, for those of you who are, as I am, a hotel toiletry thief, What are you laughing about? Why was the, what's the groan?
Well,
I just, it's funny.
I can just see you never buying a bottle of shampoo and just using little ones in your shower all the
time. Well, I do a little of both. I have some fancy-dancy shampoos that are usually given to me by people who care about my looks. And then I have the other stuff that I use more on my... All right, here's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about this. You want to know the whole truth about the stuff that I get from the hotel I use to shave with? I don't like shaving cream. I have...
What?
There's a shaving cream called Bulldog that Meredith has gotten me, and I like that. But I also use that for my underarms and, you know, places that need good, strong cleaning. And
shaving cream?
No, I don't use shaving cream. Use...
But what is the Bulldog? I thought you said that
the
was a shaving cream.
The Bulldog is a facial scrub, but there's also there's a body scrub, and it's really good. And... So I use that. There is a product that you can use on your face as well, but I tend to use more the things, the creams or the shampoos and the conditioners on my face. That's why people ask me. Somebody said to me the other day, "I can't believe how young you are. Looking younger all the time."
And that's, thanks, I shampoo every day.
I shampoo and shave my face.
Yeah. So. Anyway, the people who the focus on this particular article that I saw in the Glob here that was sent to me by someone who cares about me or teases me about these sorts of things was the focus was, I have a problem, apparently. That's the theme running through the ideas, that it's a dirty, nasty habit to steal, take toiletries from the hotel. Why? They put them there for you to use. Why is that? I probably have 300-400 bottles of this stuff that I've pilfered from various hotels in my bathroom.
That's exactly
bathroom.
What the point was.
What? If the chambermaid leaves the toiletries in your room, you put in your suitcase, and
the
that's
chambermaid?
It.
I know. I was going to say, right? What century are we in here?
Well, the hotel. What do you call the person that works on the room? The cleaner?
Just the maid.
Housekeeping.
The maid.
Housekeeping
or the maid.
Lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, but I figure that I'm talking to a lot of people. A lot of you, come on. A lot of you do the same thing. Don't give me that.
I'll take them home if they're, like, a really good product. But, to take one home willy-nilly just because it's free, which I suspect you do, is, I don't know.
What's the problem? It's cleansing stuff.
I picture him holding a duffel bag in the bathroom on the counter and just swiping the whole counter clean and dumping everything right into
That's
his bag.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, I want to know where you keep all. If you have 300 or 400 bottles of this stuff, do you have an entire room just dedicated to the stuff you've stolen
from
hotels?
No, I have bags. I have a basket in my main bathroom, and then Meredith set up some things for guests in other bathrooms. And then in the closet, I have a big paper bag that's filled with stuff that has, been around for a while, some of it. And some of it I use, some of it I, who knows, maybe
so
at the end of the day, it'll still be around when I'm gone.
So now if we all come to your house and we're guests in your home, then do you give out little shampoos from hotels that you've...
Yeah, that's what's in the bathrooms. Yeah. All right. You know what? That's actually a pretty good idea. We've been trying to figure out how to get everybody together. We ought to have just one overnight. I don't want you to hear more than over one night. But you could come and spend a night. We could have, come on a Saturday and have Saturday night dinner.
You're going to have me fly 10 hours, 12 hours.
You wouldn't do it. I'd do it for you.
For one night?
Yeah. I've done that a lot. I've gone to Los Angeles and didn't even stay overnight. I went for a Father's Day and had brunch with the kids. I flew out the first flight in the morning. I spent 4 or 5 hours with the kids on Father's Day. I got on a plane and came home again. What's the big deal?
As much as we try, we're not all as crazy as you.
I was going to say, what do you call insanity?
Jeepers crow. What I do for love with these three. Isn't it amazing? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just talking about soaps here, and listen to how I'm getting it in my neck. And I'm going to make sure I save all the oldest ones for you when you visit. How's that?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to come visit then. Jen,
I'm sure
that makes you want to fly
getting
out.
In the neck. Yeah.
Yeah, an
I'm
old
sure
Motel 6 bottle of shampoo.
Right. I don't stay in Motel 6, thank you. I stay only in the finest hotels with the finest toiletries. So there. John Voight is in the news today. Apparently, he went to some effort to patch things up with his daughter. Everybody know who John Voight's daughter is? Jennifer
Angelina.
Knows John Voight.
Yeah.
Did John Voight come and visit the studio?
He did, just last fall.
Very tall, isn't he? Very tall.
Yeah, actually.
Surprisingly he is. Tall.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on par with my dad, probably, in the height department.
I thought he was a little taller than that. He's very thin, though. He's very slender. Anyway, so he's patching things up with Angelina Jolie. Sent her a warm Mother's Day greeting that seems to have made its way to TMZ and then all over the place in social media. But he also had dinner with her, had a sushi dinner with four of the grandchildren in Beverly Hills. As a matter of fact, there are a few pictures of that. They try to get out the back door. You know, that's what's tough about being a celebrity. You can't do anything in private. Everybody goes out and, but in this case, I'm happy to acknowledge it because I think I didn't ever understand what the problem was. Was it the mother that Angelina thinks that he mistreated her mother?
Well, he did. He was cheating, and was watching the Oscars at home with her mother and her brother when they saw her dad had a date that wasn't her mother. That's sort of how this all started.
It was kind of stupid of him then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He went to the Oscars with a date while he was still married to their mother.
Correct.
All right. So that puts him in the jerkola department with me.
Yes.
All right. So I'm not talking about him anymore. Let's do sports. You ready? 42 past the hour. Biff, I'll start, though, because I have an observation to make, if I may, about tennis star Serena Williams, who, in case you have not heard, is El Pregnante. And so she's going to sit out the next few months of her tennis competition. I'm surprised she hasn't started or stopped before this, but her coach kept playing her and signing her up because he didn't have any idea that she was pregnant. She didn't tell anybody until, a couple of weeks ago? When did she first, she's 37 years old, she's due in September, when did she go public? When her husband-to-be was carrying her around?
A month ago, maybe?
Was it a month?
Yeah, it was about a month ago.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of what she will do, I think this is one of the most, I don't know this woman, I've never met her in my life. I have lots of regard for her because I think she's one of the most determined so-and-sos I've ever seen in a particular discipline. She is so focused. She is so good. And that's why she's good, because she's focused. And so will she come back? Yeah. Hasn't she made a lot of money on this? She's very much focused and therefore has done very well. And isn't there big money in tennis? I don't know.
I think endorsements, right, yes.
Because of the endorsement you get, because of your... Right. What do you get for winning one of those matches, though? Anybody know?
Is it like $1 million or something like that?
Yeah, like Wimbledon or some of those.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a sizable purse, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Not as big as you would think, but it's not like nothing.
Mm. Well, good luck to her anyway. I find her to be an appealing character. Next, let's see here. Jennifer. Oh, this is hard to decide because there's a Tom Brady story. And there's a Dale Earnhardt story. So let's let Jennifer do Tom Brady. All right, Victoria? She can bring us up to date on Tom Brady. As a matter of fact, he's on the cover for Madden 18.
Mm-hmm.
Madden, what is Madden? It has
video
Madden.
Game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So there's a bit of a curse that comes with this. They call it the Madden curse, right? Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady is a new cover athlete for Madden 18, and he's decided to have a little fun with the idea behind the Madden curse. It came about because there's a list of NFL players who've been featured on the cover of the video game, and then subsequently, they've suffered injuries. In fact, Tom Brady's teammate Rob Gronkowski appeared on the cover of Madden 17 and then suffered a back injury the same year. Other cover athletes who had the curse, Adrian Peterson, Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Troy Polamalu, like that name, Brett Favre, Vince Young, Donovan McNabb, and the list kind of goes on and on and on. So Tom Brady made a video where he dismisses the curse, then breaks a mirror and walks under a ladder to prove his point that he's not that superstitious.
I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be on the cover of Madden NFL 18. Now, I've heard there are some of you out there who might be worried about something called the Madden curse. There's no such things as curses. It's a total myth, okay? I feel like you're not really getting it. See? All good. No curse. All good. We got this.
Really?
Well, I hope he's right.
All right. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has called it quits. Or has he, Victoria?
Well, he is calling it quits for NASCAR by the end of the 2017 season. However, he is so liked by his fans, and he has a really fun personality. And so he and his new wife, I think they got married midway through last year. Maybe, Jen,
when
you know about that
wife,
more?
When you say new wife, did he have an old wife? A former wife?
No. Newlyweds. They're newlyweds.
Okay.
Amy is his wife, and she has a design background in interior design. So their next big project together is a TV show where they'll be renovating houses. It's a home improvement miniseries. It's going to start on the DIY network next year. It'll start as four parts. I have a feeling that this is going to get picked up and expanded upon because I think that people just are really going to like this show a lot. And Dale Jr. said that Amy's a fantastic designer. She has creative ideas, and they love doing DIY projects around their own house, so they thought that this would be really fun. They're going to start off in the historic Old Town District of Key West, and they're going to be transforming an old, old seaside retreat into a contemporary tropical getaway. This will start in early 2018 on DIY Network.
Good. All right. So that's good to know. All right. So there are a couple of things I'll bring you up to date on things you might want to do with your spare time if you like watching. NASCAR is so big and so powerful. It was very popular, great advertising mechanism.
It's huge.
It is huge, huge business. Huge, huge business. Don't forget, your sheets need to be clean and they need to be soft. And for me, they need to be white, and they need to be from ParachuteHome.com. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get yourself onto that website. See what they have for modern bedding. See what they have for things in your kitchen, in your bathroom, in your dining room. 40% of Americans do not have a top sheet. I don't understand that. The Venice set that they have at Parachute Home comes without a top sheet. I think that's the one you have, isn't it, Victoria?
That's the way
you sleep. Yeah.
Well, the duvet cover feels like a top sheet, so it's sort of almost, to me, redundant to have both. But
yeah. All right. Thread count, important. Don't be gimmicked into believing the higher the thread count, the better the fabric and all that other stuff. That's nonsense. All you have to do is touch. You may not even know what the thread count is for the Parachute Home bedding. It is woven from Egyptian cotton, stitched together in Italy, and man, does it feel cool. I was up in the middle of the night and I changed my sheets because I felt like I wanted to have clean, cozy sheets. So, and I love my Parachute Home. Really, they are fabulous. All of us agree. Go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV for all the things that you want to use in your home.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we go into a corner of the world that's actually quite big and growing. Those of you who love to work around your home, this is the time of year to get started. And the man who knows in earnest what to do is the host of the nationally syndicated radio program Money Pit. The Money Pit with Leslie Segretti. Tom Kreidler is here to help us with all of... in a moment, I want to talk about this video that I saw of a sawzall, we call them on the farm, sawing up another sawzall. And so if you want to use some visualization, get your mind in gear and we'll put it in motion in a moment here.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, 55 and change after the hour. Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti They are the hands-on folks that you can listen to every weekend. Hundreds of radio stations, millions of people listen to the ideas that Tom has with Leslie. So we're happy to have him here each week. And last week he put me onto this video of a we have sawzalls on the farm. We use them for wood. We use them for metal. We use them for, you know, fixing. We do always fixing. We fix all of our own stuff, have all the equipment to do that. We're rebuilding a tractor at the moment. And, you know, you cut pieces and put it back together. And often you use a torch, but if it's thin enough, you use a sawzall. So what did the purpose of this was to show how good the Milwaukee sawzall is?
Well, it was a new blade. And what this was, Doug, was we were at an event that was put on by the Home Depot where they're rolling out all the new tools and blades and things like that. And so Milwaukee comes out with this new saw blade called Axe. And they say it can cut through wood and cut through metal and just, you know, keep on going. So they came up with a really creative way to demonstrate that. Now, of course, they compete with Cobalt, which is an exclusive Lowe's brand. Yeah. So they take a Cobalt reciprocating saw, right? They stick it in a like a wood sleeve to kind of support it.
And a vice.
Then they cut it, the whole saw, they cut the whole saw in half using the Milwaukee sawzall with the new Axe blade on it. And I got the whole video produced and on my Facebook page right at the top at facebook.com/themoneypit. So check out our Facebook page. Check out the video. It's really crazy.
It is cool.
The whole thing goes right in half.
Very cool. All right, we also feature questions from you. Here's Dan, who has his home overrun with flies. He doesn't understand what the cause is because he doesn't have open trash around. There's no food out. He says he kills 25 to 30 flies a day. Welcome to my world in the fall on the farm, Dan.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much
what goes on here. So
with all the animals around, right?
Yeah. How do you fix this?
Yeah. Well, when you have an infestation of flies like that, I think what happens, Doug, is a lot of folks will attack this with a wide variety of home remedies and find out that it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an advocate of professional pesticides when applied by licensed people using the right product and the right amounts for the right insects, because it makes the problem go away very quickly. And I think folks generally are afraid, and understandably so, to put any type of chemical product in their homes. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of the over-the-counter products that folks use are, I think, far more dangerous to your health, because you usually use too much of it and you apply it inaccurately. And heck, look at the, you know what, I always like the stories that come out about once a year, twice a year, when you hear that somebody bought one of those bug bombs to try to get rid of insects in their house.
Blows up.
Well, yeah, because everybody thinks if one bug bomb is good, and eight are better. And they'll fog the whole house.
All right.
They'll touch a pilot light and kaboom.
There it is. See you later, folks.
But the good news is it does work. There's no bugs left.
Yeah, exactly. Except the cockroaches. They always survive these things. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So anyway, fly. We have on the farm, we put out wasp larvae, and they eat the fly, or they hatch and they eat the fly larvae. But it can be a real problem, actually. It really is. All right, so good advice from Tom Kreidler from the Money.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.